Of those foreign Taliban fighters making a last stand at Mazar-e Sharif, the most frequently mentioned groups are Chechens, Pakistanis, and Arabs. It was said that the foreigners, who were in Afghanistan on a mission, would be more likely to fight to the death. It was also said that the Northern Alliance would be less likely to take them alive. The countries that those foreign fighters come from have an interest in what becomes of them. Maamoun Fendi is professor of Middle East and South Asia politics at the National Defense University. Professor Fendi, some of the Arab fighters in Afghanistan are assumed to be Egyptian. What would be the Egyptian government's attitude toward them?
I think President Mubarak and the Egyptian government would love them to be finished in Afghanistan. I'm not sure that there is anybody in the Egyptian government would love these people to come back. Some of those who were in Albania at certain times and fought in Bosnia, they returned and they were tried in Egypt, and some of them were linked to Al-Qaeda and they were executed. And I think Egypt does not want to deal with these figures, because it's expected if these people come back, they will usually, even when they are in prison, they teach other inmates, and then you really have a school of terrorism. I mean, I think basically the return of these fighters to the Arab world doesn't bode well for the stability of that part of the world.
On the other hand, the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi said the other day that he thought Saudi Arabia would actually be more lenient toward Saudis who returned. He said that they would be more interested in reforming than punishing them. Should we take that seriously? You've written extensively about Saudi Arabia.
I've seen that, and I've seen also my dear friend, chief editor of Ashaq al-Awsat, Abdurrahman al-Rashid, who's the editor of a Saudi newspaper, also writes that we should be lenient toward these people. But I don't think they are very serious in terms of accepting these people. These people, when they came back, they also created tremendous problems in Saudi Arabia, whether in 1995 in the Riyadh bombing, 1996, 1997, the Khobar towers. Mm-hmm. These people do not have mercy. And the idea of reforming them is really beyond me.
So if, in fact, the Arab fighters in Afghanistan were on the receiving end of rough justice at the hands of the Northern Alliance, the leaders of Arab states, the governments of Arab countries, you think, would be all right with that?
I think it would be all right on that. And I think, generally speaking, Robert, it is very important that this message to be made clear, I think. I would venture to say that if the Gulf War was a blow to Arab nationalism and radical forces at that time, this war on terrorism could be a very serious blow against radical Islamism, and then we move on with politics of moderation in the Arab world.
So crushing that movement, crushing the Arab fighters who went to support radical Islamism in Afghanistan, would be a message beyond the defeat of that force in this very war. It would be a signal, perhaps, as you see it, to begin a new political era in the Arab world.
I think it is very important. I think the defeat of Saddam Hussein in 1990 at least created better Arab politics, and I think the defeat of those who are prone to terrorism will send a very clear message that really we are in an era of civilized politics. Yes, it could be nasty in terms of debates and other things, but terrorism has no place in Arab politics.
Professor Fendi, thank you very much for talking
thank
with
you.
Us today. Maamoun Fendi is professor of Middle East and South Asia politics at the National Defense University. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C.